Think and Grow Rich on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Selling You by Napoleon Hill, performed by Fred Stella, with an introduction by Jeffrey Gittimer.
I owe my positive attitude to Napoleon Hill. Almost 40 years ago, 1972 to be exact, I exposed myself and my team of people to Napoleon Hill's success principles on a daily basis. Each day, one of the eight people on my team, me included, had to give a book report on one chapter from Think and Grow Rich. This is a 1937 first edition. Since there were only 15 chapters in the book, we reviewed it in its entirety every 3 weeks. We went through Think and Grow Rich more than 15 times in 1 year. And somewhere during that year, something clicked inside of my mind. I became an achiever and a believer and have never lost that belief. I identified with Hill's philosophy. It became part of the fabric of my thoughts, my outlook on life, and my expressions to others, both written and verbal. Nowadays, most people think of Napoleon Hill as a self-help guru, a business motivation author, or the father of personal development as we know it. What few seem to remember about Hill is that he was a legend in business circles for his seminars on salesmanship and his ability to turn failing companies into successful companies. In my own mind, I prefer to think of Napoleon Hill as a teacher. A teacher who has the ability to lead his students through the necessary steps of self-actualization. He taught salesmen how to double and triple their income, and his advertising and sales concepts became part of college curriculums. They were so powerful. So it's with great pleasure that I write and record this introduction to Selling You by Napoleon Hill, a book that offers the most thorough examination of Napoleon Hill's thoughts on sales and selling yourself. Based on a series of audio lectures and seminars developed by Napoleon Hill specifically for salespeople, this work includes extensive materials compiled from Hill's books, Think and Grow Rich, The Law of Success, his speeches, lectures, articles, and audio recordings. One of Hill's major principles is do more than is expected of you. My 21st equivalent is do whatever it takes. The core message in this book centers around the words work hard, being ready, willing, and able to manage the tasks at hand effectively, whatever they may be, and to make the sale, no matter what. You know, experience and knowledge are acquired and accumulated over time. It may not be recognized immediately, but they're there. A strong work ethic and a burning desire to succeed are not things that are taught or learned. They're characteristics that come from within, and they're noticed by others, especially customers, immediately. You don't have to put in years before someone notices hard work. Why don't you ask yourself these two questions? Do you have in your mind and in your heart the drive to achieve personal excellence, personal satisfaction, and personal success through hard work? Number two, are you ready, willing, and able to put forth your best effort all the time? If you answered yes, then Selling You is a work that will enable you and teach you how to work or sell more masterfully. Let me leave you with a parting thought from Napoleon Hill. Education comes from within. You get it by struggle, effort, and thought.
Chapter 1. Everyone is selling. 35 years ago, a young man dropped from a moving freight train in West Orange, New Jersey, and hurriedly made his way to the laboratory of Thomas A. Edison. When asked to state his business before being permitted to see Mr. Edison, the young man boldly replied, "I am going to become his partner." His boldness got him past the secretary. An hour later, he was at work scrubbing floors in the Edison plant. That hour of selling was worth millions of dollars. The young man was Edwin C. Barnes. 5 years later, he was a partner of the great Edison, and he became famous as the distributor of Edison's dictating machine that revolutionized the way businesses operated. Edwin Barnes accumulated a fortune, and he owed every cent of it to the hour he spent in private conversation with Edison. During that hour, he sold himself so thoroughly that it gave him his opportunity to go into partnership with one of the greatest men this country ever produced. My own first job was that of secretary to General Rufus A. Ayers. I started working for him while I was still in my teens, and before I was 20, I became the general manager of one of Rufus Ayers' coal mines. The jump from secretary to general manager was made in less than 1 hour, during which I sold myself to him by voluntarily doing a service for which I neither expected nor asked for pay. That sale changed my life and led directly to my alliance with Andrew Carnegie, which has ultimately affected millions of people around the world. At the request of Andrew Carnegie, I began to research all causes of success and failure, and to organize the results into a philosophy of individual achievement. The facts described in this book were not merely written. They were lived by the men and women who made America the greatest industrial nation on earth. I got the facts directly from those people. For 30 years, I had the collaboration of America's most creative and successful entrepreneurs, inventors, businessmen, industrialists, and political leaders. During all those years of research, I interviewed and gained the cooperation of more than 500 of the most successful men and women in the world, including Henry Ford, Thomas A. Edison, Luther Burbank, President Woodrow Wilson, John D. Rockefeller, Harvey S. Firestone, William Wrigley Jr., F. W. Woolworth, and scores of others who sold themselves into fabulous riches, with the aid of the same principles of selling you will find in this book. Everyone is selling all the time. The ability to influence people without irritating them is the most profitable skill you can learn. This book is devoted to teaching you the principles of psychology through which you can negotiate with others without friction. These principles were learned from the life experiences of some of the most successful leaders in business, industry, finance, and education. Life is a series of ever-changing and shifting circumstances. No two experiences are exactly alike. No two people are exactly alike. This makes it necessary for us to adapt ourselves to others who think and act differently than we do. Our success depends on how well we negotiate our way through these daily contacts with other people without friction or opposition. Salesmanship, as the term is used in this book, applies not only to marketing goods and services, but it also applies to selling you and your personality. As a matter of fact, the major object in writing this book is to teach you how to sell yourself by using the same strategies and psychology that master salespeople use in selling goods and services. Everyone is selling all the time. No matter who you are, every time you meet someone, explain an idea, talk on the telephone, or give an opinion, you are selling your most valuable asset, you. If you are looking for work, you have to sell yourself to be hired, and then you must continue to sell yourself to keep your job. If you go to the bank for a loan, you must sell the banker on making the loan. Teachers sell lessons. Politicians sell themselves into office. Ministers sell their sermons, and lawyers sell their clients' cases to the judges and juries. Any form of effort through which one person persuades another to cooperate is salesmanship. Most efforts to sell are weak, and for this reason, most people are poor salespeople. Schooling, college degrees, or intellect will not do you much good if you can't get other people to cooperate with you in order to create opportunities for yourself. Those qualities may help you make the most of an opportunity once you get it. But first, you must create the opportunity to be worked on. You must create opportunity by selling your goods, your services, your ideas, your ability, your personality, yourself. The whole of any life can be seen as one long unbroken chain of sales. Following are five very formal definitions of salesmanship written by Jean Beltrand. 1. Selling is the ability to make known your faith, goods, or propositions to a person or persons to a point of creating a desire for a privilege, an opportunity, a possession, or an interest. 2. Selling is the ability of professional and public persons to render services, assistance, and cooperation to a point of creating a desire on the part of the people to remunerate, recognize, and honor. 3. Selling is the ability to perform work, duties, and services as an employee to a point of creating a desire on the part of an employer to remunerate, promote, and praise. 4. Selling is the ability to be polite, kind, agreeable, and considerate to a point of creating a desire upon the part of those you meet to respect, love, and honor you. 5. Selling is the ability to write, design, paint, invent, create, compose, or accomplish anything to a point of creating a desire upon the part of others to acclaim its possessors as heroes, celebrities, and persons of greatness. I would add to that list my own favorite definition. Selling is the art of planting in the mind of another a motive that will induce favorable action. We are all salespeople, regardless of what our job is, but not all of us are master salespeople. The master salesperson becomes a master because of his or her ability to induce other people to act upon motives without resistance or friction. Master salespeople know what they want. They know how to plan the acquiring of what they want. Moreover, they have the initiative to put their plan into action. The master salesperson's education is not complete unless he or she has the ability to persuade or influence groups of people, not just individuals. The ability to speak to groups with force and conviction is a priceless asset, but it must be learned. It is an art that can be acquired only through study, effort, and experience. A master salesperson has the ability to influence people through the printed page as well as by the spoken word. A master salesperson is an artist who can paint word pictures as skillfully as Rembrandt could blend colors on a canvas. A master salesperson is a strategist at mind manipulation. A master salesperson is a philosopher who can interpret causes by their effects and effects by their causes. A master salesperson is a character analyst. A master salesperson knows what thoughts are in people's minds by the expressions on their faces, by the words they speak, by their silence, and by the feeling you get from within while you are in their presence. A master salesperson can predict the future by observing what has happened in the past. A master salesperson is the master of others because he or she masters himself or herself. No matter who you are or how much you know, you will not succeed unless you are a salesperson. You must sell your services. You must sell your knowledge. You must sell your personality. You must sell yourself. If you master these fundamental principles of persuasion, you can sell your way through life successfully, surmounting obstacles, overcoming opposition, harnessing and redirecting adverse forces.